I once read a story about a couple who were originally not religious, and then they, Baruch Hashem, became Balei Tshuva. They became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They decided to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. As they became closer, they realized that they were facing a real issue. The husband was a Kohen, and the wife had once been divorced. And as we know, the halacha is that a Kohen may not marry a divorcee. And they came to Beis Din to ask what is their status. And Beis Din asked them, what will you do if we tell you that you must separate? So they responded, if that's what the Beis Din says is the halacha, we will do what the halacha requires. But the only thing that concerns us is that our families, our friends, our neighbors will not understand what is happening here, that we were happily married, and how can the halacha, because we decided to become religious, require us to divorce? What we see from here, great people are only concerned about Chil Hashem, but to do what they have to do is something that is not a problem by somebody who's close and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that type of thinking is what we find in Parashas Matos. The Pasuk says that after Klal Yisrael went to battle with Midian, for Yom Moshe, they told Moshe ben Avodecha, Nosu, Roish, Anshi, Mechama, we've counted all of the soldiers, Ashim Yedenu, that went out to battle. For Nifka Mimenu Ish, everybody came back safely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Moshe Rabbeinu was about to leave the world, gave Moshe the assignment, his last assignment, to hold battle against the Midianim. Moshe Rabbeinu immediately did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do, and the results of this war were absolutely fantastic. Midian, the army of Midian, completely collapsed. Their soldiers, their army, their generals all collapsed, and their religious leader, Bilam ben Ba'or, also died, and from Klal Yisrael, there were absolutely no casualties. As we just said, Nifka Mimenu Ish, they were able to report to Moshe Rabbeinu that everybody survived. And Chazal teach us why and who are these people who were able to do so well in this war. So they explain that the Pasuk says, V'yidab Moshe Alam, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Hicholtzum Itchem, go gather from you Anoshim Litzava, people who should be ready to go to war, V'yiyu Al Midyan, and they should be there in Midyan, Loses Nikum Sashem in Midyan, to take revenge for what the Midyanim did to Klal Yisrael with that terrible situation of causing immorality in Klal Yisrael. And when the Pasuk says, Anoshim, Rashi explains, Tzadikim. And the question is, in what way was there that they were Tzadikim manifest? The Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Shinayich ke'edah rechelim, sh'olum and arachtsam, sh'kula masimois v'sh'kula ein behem. And the Medrash says, ma rochel zeh tzenua, just like the sheep is an animal that is a modest animal, kach ha'yisrael tzenuim v'ksherim melchemes midyan. The army of Klal Yisrael that went out to melchemes midyan were the same. But the question is, how did that Tzidkus, how the fact that they were so special become clear? Says the Medrash of Huna B'Shem Ravachim Omar, Shlo Yikdem Echad Mem Shon Tfilin Shel Rosh Tfilin Shel Yad. We know that halacha is that when we put on tefillin in the morning, we first put on the tefillin Shel Yad and then the tefillin Shel Rosh. Says Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Acha, there was not one soldier that put on the tefillin Shel Rosh before the tefillin Shel Yad. For he says, Shilu Higda Echemem Tefillin Shel Rosh or Tefillin Shel Yad, had there been even one individual which would have done so, Loyai Moshe Meshavcha, Moshe wouldn't praise them. V'loyai Oyle Mesham B'Shalom, and they would have not been able to survive so well. And the question is, all of us who put on tefillin, of course we put on tefillin every morning, and we put on the tefillin Shel Yad and tefillin Shel Rosh. In what way does this represent such a special, something so special? So the Sefer Menachem Tzion explains. He says what happens in war is that there are many casualties in war. Even in war that we have to go to war, still it's not good for us, and for many reasons. Firstly, of course, we don't like to do battle. We don't like to have to kill people. And even as the Gemara says, "Hakel yoytzin l'mechama," everybody has to go to a mechamas mitzvah. V'hil chosu mechedre v'kal mechapasai. We are obligated to go to a mechamas mitzvah, but even though if we're obligated to go to a mechamas mitzvah, it still has a terrible effect on us. And in fact, that's why the pasuk says that David HaMelech, as great as he was a person who was not able to build the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Kidom Rabim Shafachta Arz Lefonai. You had to go to battle and you had to kill people. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, a man of battle, a man who had to kill, a man who has the effect of war influencing him, is not the person to build a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Hine ben noilu lecha, you will have a son, who yeish menuchi, he's a man of peace, v'nechalei mekolai v'saviv, in his time he won't have problems with enemies around him, ki shloime yeishmai, his name will be shloime, v'sholem v'shaket etan l'yisrael b'yomav, he'll be a man of peace and a time of peace. Somebody who unfortunately has to go to war cannot be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk by the Ir HaNidachas that if somebody is found a murdered core of the city that was worshipping Avodah Zarah, where the Torah tells us we have to destroy that entire city. And then the Pasuk concludes, V'noson l'cha rachma v'richamecha. Because the Or HaChaim says that once we have to completely wipe out that city, everything, even their animals, what that could have a terrible effect and a terrible influence on us. So in order that after we have such an experience of killing an entire in the Dachas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, says Dor HaChaim, V'nosn l'cha rachmim, don't be concerned. The Amidas HaRachmanis, which is so ingrained in Klal Yisrael, will not be lost. Klal Yisrael is not a nation that enjoys going to war. The Tefillin Shel Yad are put on before the Tefillin Shel Rosh because they correspond to what we said by Kabbalah HaTorah. Nasa, that we're going to do, that's what the Tefillin Shel Yad represent. And the Tefillin Shel Rosh represent Nishma, our mind, that we will listen, we will learn words of Torah. Says, and we know that what we have to do is Nasa. We always have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do first, and only afterwards, Nishma. Here too, as Klal Yisrael were going out to war, they could have had many excuses and many reasons why not to want to go to war. They don't want to kill people. They don't want it to affect who they are. But Klal Yisrael, as we started this Dvar Torah, are a people that do what they're supposed to do. And they don't think, is this, what are the effects of what I'm supposed to do? And because Klal Yisrael did the, every soldier was a soldier who did Tefillin Shel Yad, the Tefillin Shel Rosh, because of that, that was why they were successful in war, when you have soldiers like that. But the Sivas Shalom takes this a step further. He says many people say the L'Shem Yichud every morning before they put on the tefillin. And in the Shem Yichud we say V'tzivanu l'anich al hayad, we're supposed to put on tefillin shayad, shikineged alev, l'shabbos atavos v'machshavos l'beinu l'avados yizbarach. What is the purpose of tefillin shayad? The purpose of Tefillin Shel Yad is to say that we are completely subservient to the Ratzon Hashem. And then afterwards we say, V'la'roish k'neged ha'moich she'nesham v'shebi moichim sh'akuchay v'kuchay say kulam yu m'shabadon l'avadas yizbarach. Then I will now, after I have ingrained in myself, I have ingrained that my heart is devoted to Hashem, then it becomes easier to do everything else. And that the Lev and the Rosh are both connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's understandable that the Lev comes first. Why are Klal Yisrael successful in war? And what is expected of Klal Yisrael, not just in war, but in everyday life? In everyday life, what's expected to us, of us, is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, and not ask questions, and not start saying, well, this will be, and that will be, and how, what will be the effect of what we're doing. Rather, it becomes our responsibility to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And then when we do that way, and we live that way, we will be confident that, like, nifka mimenu ish, we will all survive with tremendous hatzlacha.